shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Ellithorp, and we're going to be talking about a subject which I think is very, very important. Now, I'm in the process of preparing for a talk I'm going to be giving at the Conspiracy Conference on Agenda 21, of all things, and that's not my subject. I couldn't quite figure out why I was asked to talk on that, because there are lots of smart people out there that can address it a lot better. In fact, there are going to be people there at the conference who are going to be following me who are really experts in various aspects of this. But as I evaluate it, of course, we find out that they're systematically poisoning us with aluminum and with fluoride and with mercury and with lead. And they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the food. And we are subject to so many toxins today that we just were not around when I went to medical school. And Dr. Ellithorp's in private practice. She's been interested in nutrition and all of these issues for a long period of time. And, of course, when she approaches people from a medical point of view, she approaches them from the point of view that many of them actually have these metals. And, of course, these metals interfere with our reproductive capacity. They interfere with our mind. They interfere with our immune system. And, of course, if your immune system isn't working, then you become susceptible to all sorts of infections, and there are all these very low-grade infections, but we open ourselves up to them. Well, you don't want to hear me talk, because you hear me talk every morning. Dr. Ellithorp, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
I want you to take off and explain to our listeners what your practice involves, how you approach your patients, because it's different than most doctors would today, because they really don't have the background in nutrition that you do. Go right ahead.
Well, the way I approach my patient is I begin by telling them that we're living in a challenging time with, as you had just so correctly stated, Dr. Monteith, lots of pollutants. Our airplanes are flying overhead that are emitting petrochemicals from their JP4 jet fuel. And in order to have a good combustion in the airplane, they add metal to the petroleum fuel for the plane so that there's a uniform burn in the engine. But then they're sprinkling the world, the oceans, the land, and the air with the residue, which are heavy metals. this lands on the ground, it grows on the organic field. So even though you say that you're eating organic, it's still growing with petrochemical residue of metals like nickel and lead and items like that are in your organic foods. Even though they take off the pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, you're still getting heavy metals. It's also from the car emissions. I know that in 1992 they outbanned lead in the car gasoline, leaded gasoline. However, they have nickel in it now, so that there's a uniform burn and not any backfiring in cars. We have metals in our utensils we cook with. It's in our storage cans. So aluminum, it's in our antacids, it's in our amalgams, it's in our deodorants. And so we are inundated like no other generation of people before with toxic heavy metals. In addition to all the other terrible things like halides, like the fluoride in the water and the chlorine in the water, the petrochemicals, herbicide, fungicide, pesticides, and on and on and on. But right now, regarding heavy metals, because so little is said about this, we find that when we have a patient come in, every single one of them, I try and ask them to allow me to do a heavy metal screen on their blood serum. Inside their cells, we look at, using doctor's data in St. Charles, Illinois, we use spectrophotomorphic assays, and we fire up their blood, so to say, and we can see the emissions of many metals. We screen for five, and every single time I do that, I get a feedback of the presence of heavy toxic metals in all of my patients that I've ever tested. That means all of us carry this. Now, the Archives of Internal Medicine for 2001 came back, excuse me, that was 2002, August. They said the low level of lead, low levels, not high, what they would consider a toxic level, but low levels of lead are linked with 70% of our cancer deaths and half of all our cardiovascular deaths. So to have a low level of just one metal, you know, identified by our own research that is in peer-reviewed literature, linked with our biggest killers, I think we would have this more emphasized in medical schools, but it's not. So I screen for this, and I've, you know, learned about why it harms us, why it harms the blood vessels and the cell membranes, because this is an inorganic metal that's in your body. Your white blood cells can't fight it. If a white blood cell tries to fight lead or aluminum or tin or mercury or cadmium or any of the other ones, like Fukushima is sending us over uranium or cesium or radioactive iodine, our body is not able to fight this off, and we don't have mechanisms that are able to discharge ourselves of heavy metals. Yes, we put off a little in the hair. We put a little off in the, you know, our stool, our poop. We have it grow out in our nails, but the rate of our ability to throw this stuff off does not anywhere compare with our accumulation rate. So we are just building up toxic levels of multiple metals. When I do testing, I use an old-fashioned test that was done back in the 1940s in the U.S. military when they were painting the warships with leaded paints. The men were given EDTA amino acid in an IV form to chelate out, pull out the lead from the paints, because they were inhaling little particle bits from the spray and stuff like that. And lo and behold, the good Army doctors noticed that these older men who had problems like heart disease or high blood pressure, angina, they started all telling their doctors, you know, I feel better because of this chelation of the lead out of me that I get every week. And
all that blood pressure. All that thought will be back in just a moment with Dr. Eleanor. Listen very carefully. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Dr. Ellithorpe, go ahead. You were just saying that they found in the military that people were getting chelated. We're doing ever so much better. So especially some of the older people. But go right ahead.
Yes, so these gentlemen had lower blood pressures, and their angina seemed to greatly improve and go away. And so physicians, talking with physicians, started looking at what this amino acid made called EDTA chelation was. And this was long before there was any open-heart surgery, catheterization, coronary stents, any of that. And the methods back then in the 40s for heart disease and management was only medical with sublingual nitroglycerin. So around the world, physicians started using and looking at using chelation to help their loved ones, their cardiac parents, angina, heart, high blood pressure, all to improve circulation. But they didn't clearly understand why EDTA was improving. They thought more superficially that it was just removing the plaque calcium that was found on autopsy or after coronary bypass graft surgery. They thought it was pulling the metal calcium, because calcium is considered a metal, off of the artery walls, and that wasn't really what was happening. What we know now, after about 70 years, is that EDTA is like an antioxidant in that it attracts the oxidative stressful metal particles of our industry, such as lead, aluminum, tin, mercury, and even radioactive materials like uranium and cesium. It pulls these oxidative cell membrane damaging items out of the body. We urinate them out, and that allows the behavior of the cell membrane lining the blood vessels to more appropriately work, such that it can dilate appropriately with signaling from the amino acid L-arginine. The enzyme nitric oxide synthetase is able to produce nitric oxide, which we got the Nobel Prize Award in 1988 was awarded for the discovery that L-arginine, the amino acid, is converted into nitric oxide through the lining of the membrane of the blood vessels with that enzyme, nitric oxide synthetase, in a healthy environment. But when you have heavy metals there scratching and damaging the blood vessel walls over and over and over with every heartbeat, this then inhibits the ability of the blood vessels to make the stuff that allows them to dilate. So circulation diminishes, and all disease, manner of disease, no matter where it is in your body, will ensue. So foundationally, one of the big pillars of our practice here is to emphasize healthy circulation for our patients, no matter what the problem. You could have Alzheimer's and not good circulation to your brain, and chelation would help. You could have toe fungus at the other end, and helping the circulation to your toe with chelation would help. So you see, if you understand you're helping the tiny microcirculation of the capillaries, even the big vessels as well, this is a methodology that removes the oxidative stressful metals and improves microcirculation throughout the entire body. So just this one thing alone that we do for our patients consistently, we scientifically study their pre and post levels. We've published on this. I created a worked with it, not just me alone, but our team worked with producing suppository methods of delivering this. We did the animal studies with rats to prove that the tissue penetration to help pull the metals out of the tissues and the cell material is actually improved. And yes, we even have seen calcifications diminish both on the mammograms and on the prostate ultrasounds over time. After, you know, long-term use of chelation, we start, you know, seeing this after about 6 months of using it regularly. So we're very, very pleased. And that's just one of the things that we do in our clinic.
All right. Now, basically, of course, one of the most efficient means of getting the EDTA is, well, I mean, traditionally it's given as a chelating agent IV, but that's expensive. You can do it with rectal suppositories. Works even better than IV administration, and the patients do well. Now, then, of course, after you've got the patients chelated, you've got to repair the damage that's been done. And that's where the Propax with the NT factor comes in. Could you discuss that? Because that is important.
Yes, absolutely. The approach to helping patients is a multi-pronged front. I used to be in the military as a military physician, and I went through ROTC back in the early 70s. And I needed to get a scholarship to pay for medical school, so that's how I did it. And when I was in ROTC, we were taught how to approach a military campaign, and we had multiple approaches. We had air support, we had ground support, we had information. So even in medicine, we have to approach disease on many fronts and educate the patient at the same time. So when I start chelating and opening up the tiny capillaries, I say exactly what you said, Dr. Monteith. We have to now help repair the cell membranes so they can function more optimally again and do what they're supposed to do, no matter what tissue it is we're talking about. It could be the lining of the blood vessel. It could be the brain cell for thinking better. It could be muscle cells, heart cells, any cell. So I always start using Propax, the lipid replacement factor. Propax is unique because it has as its base a glycophospholipid. It's like a fat that has the material that every cell membrane is composed of. So if you are supplying the very material that every membrane cell in our body from our head to our toe is made of, at the same time you're improving circulation, you're going to have a healthier patient because their membranes are now made whole. I often explain this by saying most multivitamins are very good. They're composed of wonderful nutrient compositions, of their antioxidants and B vitamins and trace minerals and so forth. But what they don't have is the ability to bring those vitamins to the body and necessarily be retained by a cell if that cell has broken membranes or broken mitochondrial membranes inside the cell or even broken nuclear membranes. So I always found over the past 12 to 13 years using this with my patients that they did far better than, you know, routine vitamins that don't have this lipid replacement factor called NT factor. And then we started publishing. We started doing research, looking at patients, whether one group was in a cancer research study, undergoing chemotherapy, and we gave this vitamin to them. And we were able to see that the patients receiving chemotherapy who used this as their multivitamin actually had greatly diminished symptom side effects of the chemotherapy and tolerated it far, far better with wonderful outcomes. The group that was placebo-controlled that did not receive it, of course, had the nausea, the vomiting, the terrible fatigue, the white blood cell count crashes, needing Neupogen, some needed transfusions. But then halfway through the study, they crossed over. So this was a double-blinded crossover placebo-controlled study. And the ones that did not have it, they were having the placebo, then started to receive the NT factor of Propax. And what was so amazing was after they were midway into their chemotherapy, they started pulling out of their severe fatigue, their nausea, their diarrhea, these kind of things. And then, of course, the group that was getting it and no longer had it but was getting placebo now, they started to deteriorate. So that study was so impressive and published in peer-reviewed literature that I seriously looked at applying this to all my patients and have ever since. And I myself am published on this now on many fronts. We have actually seen in otherwise healthy older people, those who don't necessarily have any main disease, they were just an elderly population that we gave this to. We looked at their mitochondrial production of ATP, the energy molecule of life, adenosine triphosphate, and we saw the phosphorylation of ADP, ADP to ATP, increase in those using the NT factor of Propax, such that the production of this ATP molecule equaled that of a 29-year-old control group of young men. So again and again, I've seen this published in many peer-reviewed literature, many of the studies I've been a part of, where fatigue and energy of the cell has been rescued and the patients feel much, much better. So absolutely, we combine both of these therapies, among others. You know, we talk about their hydration, we talk about food allergies, we talk about their blood type and their diet and digestive enzymes, enzyme therapies, antioxidants. So we do all of this all together, no matter what their, you know, disease issue is.
Now, it's very rewarding. Is the factor that this replaces the lipid in the membranes, and without that lipid there, why the membranes don't function. Those are the membranes of the mitochondria of the cell, of every cell in your body. And that's an important thing. Do you have the telephone number for where people can get the Propax with NT factor?
Yes, certainly. The number is 1-800-982-9158. And I'll say it again.
Would you mind repeating that?
1-800-982-9158.
All right, fine. I should mention that the people who produce this have actually contacted me about advertising with us, and they are helping us. But this is a product that certainly has been studied not only by Dr. Ellithorpe, but by our good friend, Dr. Garth Nicholson, who, of course, was a tenured professor at the MB Anderson Clinic there in Texas until, of course, he started investigating the government studies at Huntsville, where a lot of people had been killed, where there were epidemics of multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis. And you say, you don't get epidemics of multiple sclerosis or anterior lateral sclerosis. Well, you don't ordinarily, but then, of course, you don't go killing the pathologists who are trying to find out what's going on there either, because of all the people that were murdered. Garth Nicholson had to actually leave his tenured position there at the MB Anderson Clinic, his position in medical school. come to California. If you haven't read Gar's book, Operation Daylily, you need to. Operation Daylily, we have it. You think Tom Clancy's novels are exciting? This one is equally exciting, only this one is true. And Dr. Ellithorpe has been working with Dr. Nicholson, haven't you?
Yes, yes. Many of the studies we've collaborated on for publication, most of which have been on the NT factor of Propax for chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and the such. Yes, he's a wonderful man. He's a tremendous scientist. He is a true scientist, and he's compassionate for the people, and I just greatly admire him. It makes it fun to go to work every day.
And, of course, the thing is, Dr. Ellithorpe is in private practice in Southern California. We'll get her address out after the break. But this is such exciting because there are literally millions of people out there with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and Lyme disease, which is really multiple infections related to tick bites. And this is a totally new clinical entity created, in my opinion, by the government at Plum Island, just off the coast of Lyme, Connecticut. You can look it up on YouTube, Jesse Ventura, Lyme disease.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in ALT salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in ALT, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I understand here at the American Student Network, our guest this morning is Dr. Rita Ellithorpe. Dr. Ellithorpe, I'd like you to get your information out, your website. Dr. Ellithorpe is a practicing physician in Southern California, And so how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to get more information on your practice?
Well, yes, thank you. We are in Southern California, south of Los Angeles. We're one city in from Newport Beach on the 55, and where the 5 intersect, right at the intersection of Interstate 5 and 55 in Tustin. The website is www.tlcmd.net. Once again, that's www.tlcmd.net. That stands for Tustin Longevity Center Medical Doctor.net. So it's just tlcmd.net. And so we'd be happy to try and see anybody. I'm quite booked up. I'm usually booked up for about 2 months in advance for new patients, but we are taking new patients.
All right. And once again, the telephone number where they can get the ProPax, and basically this is about four or five different packets of different vitamins, and then, of course, at least one of the packets, and you take them every day or even a couple of times a day. But, of course, one of them contains the NT factor, the lipid NT factor, which is so vitally important in restoring the lipid membranes. What, again, is the telephone number for the company where they can get that?
Yes, it's 1-800-982-9158. Once again, that's 1-800-982-9158.
And, of course, Dr. Ellithorpe has done a number of controlled studies and various analysis of whether this really works. You know, how do you know? And, of course, they'll take one group of patients and give it to, and the other group doesn't get it, and nobody knows. And, of course, she's done those studies with Dr. Garth Nicholson. In fact, Garth will be our guest again in a couple of days. And he says there's some exciting new material that they've learned, new studies they've done, and really with very dramatic results. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Dr. Ellithorpe, our number here, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, of course, the significant thing is the fact that they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning with fluoride and aluminum. They're spraying aluminum into the atmosphere. It's getting into the water along with the barium and cesium. And then, of course, they're also poisoning the water with uranium. In fact, Dr. Ellithorpe is commenting that after the explosions, problems in Japan, the level of uranium in her patients, which, of course, they test for you routinely because they're looking for a number of medicals, but didn't you say that the level of uranium and of radioactive iodine had increased dramatically in recent months? What's the background there?
Yes, I use a intravenous baseline challenge to measure the amount relative to the chelating agent of the metals in the body. And all the years before, we would see traces or very low levels of uranium. And now we're seeing elevated ranges where they're reaching literally into the what we call the elevated, not very elevated. I've never seen anyone go up to the very elevated yet. But the mere fact that it was hard to detect before, and now it's so common to see it in high ranges, and everyone I'm testing, I know we're being exposed. I have a very busy medical practice, and I would like to spend time trying to look into this. I didn't have to go to sleep at night because I would like to do a study and pull all these reports out and collate them and present them formally. But as you know, Dr. Stan Monteith, it is difficult to gather all this information, but it's true. It's my personal observations over the years on a standard chelating device that I'd never changed, that I've seen an abrupt increase in the uranium levels and the cesium levels. Cesium also has gone up dramatically. Now, radioactive iodine is not what we measure on the challenge. That's a halide. It's not a metal. So we haven't been actually monitoring that, although there's very good reporting in the literature on the milk levels, such like that, that they're seeing, which, you know, I'll let them do the reporting on the radioactive iodine. I'll stick with the metals. But that's what I'm seeing, Dr. Monteith.
All right, because this seems to be directly related to the tragedy over in Japan now. Why that took place, we know that they have the ability to create earthquakes and storms and droughts, and we don't know. We do know that they want to do away with nuclear energy because they want us to stop using fossil fuels. They're tearing out the dams. They're destroying the and they're doing everything they can to justify doing away with nuclear energy because they want to return the world to the way it was in the 19th century. They want to restrict the use of power. We can't tell you all the details. We can't certainly say with authority that what happened in Japan was intentional. All we can say is we know what the goal is, and we know, of course, that the levels there have been these gigantic plumes of radioactive material in the atmosphere. It rains, it comes down, and this is how, of course, it gets into people. Well, we have a caller. Who's?
Good morning. This is Mike from Colorado.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. I had a quick question. I appreciate this discussion this morning on. It's very illuminating. I appreciate all the Lyme's disease you touched on, and then you mentioned a chelation method. Is the chelation included with the ProPax, or is the chelation a separate product?
It's a separate product. It's a suppository that has the amino acid EDTA in it, 1,500 milligrams. That as a physician I can prescribe, okay?
Okay.
We don't have this generally available to the public. You have to see a physician to get this. But we work to develop a suppository to make it affordable because the IV methods require you to go to the clinic, sit in a chair for 3 or 4 hours. That's the typical thing taught at ACAMP. And then you have to do about 30 of those. That's maybe $4,000 worth of expense. Whereas I'm getting basically the same results, and I've published it with my animal studies, just using the suppositories for a fraction of the cost. You can probably get a suppository of this 1,500 milligram EDTA, 30 in a jar.
Thank you so much. I'll call your office. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Aaron, what you're hearing this morning is vitally important, and sometimes it's a little hard to put this all together. But, of course, they're simply poisoning us there, and simply with the insecticides and pesticides and heavy metals, our body cannot function normally.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead, Dr. Elizar.
Yes, I was talking with the gentleman about the suppositories and the effectiveness of it, with the cost tremendously reduced compared to the IVs, and the time. By using the suppository yourself at home, it's really no time involved. We found that the absorption of the material of the amino acid transrectally was very good. We saw that the tissue penetration was approximately 3.5, almost 4 times higher than the gold standard of the IVs. Now, the tissue penetration we used on this, on the rat study, we used radioactive carbon-labeled EDTA molecules. So we were very accurate in being able to assess tissue penetrability, which was much, much better than the IV. So that's no doubt. The other thing is we found that the absorption was biphasic and more gentle.
The evening, is that how you do it, or what?
Say what?
When do you insert the suppository?
Oh, you could do it any time. When I use mine, and I'm using it more often since the Fukushima episode, I typically put it in after my dinner in the evening, and it needs to just be up your rectum for about 2 hours to get all the value out of it and absorb it. So I just think if you use it in the evening, either when you go to bed or, any time when, you have time. And usually I'm sitting in the evenings working on my computer on a hard surface chair. And so, I just put it up and it does its job. And then, of course, when you wake up in the morning to empty your bladder, you'll have a little bit of the oil from the suppository cocoa butter leak out, and that's typical. But I've never in about 12, 13 years had anyone have a problem with it.
All right. We have somebody calling in. Who's calling?
Hi. My name is Ann, and I'm calling because I'd like to know, are there foods to maybe avoid now because, I don't know if it would be milk products or what, that are more easily contaminated because, you want to try to reduce your exposure?
Well, yes, we have always said that crustaceans, the bottom dwellers, will be accumulators, bioaccumulators of heavy metals, and now with the fallout of Fukushima, there's probably more there. We're seeing, of course, in the Gulf, some of the third-generation shrimp producing, deformities. The shrimp don't have eyes on many of the studies, and they have sores. So I tend to always stay away from the crustaceans. Large fish like tuna that are huge, eating the smaller ones, bioconcentrate the mercury that's already in the smaller fish. But, since it's everywhere and it's landing on the grass and the animals are eating it and it's coming out in the milk and the cheese, we could all be paranoid and just say, why live? And I am just so thankful that the Lord has given us this wonderful suppository method to use on a regular basis every week to proactively pull this noxious, toxic, heavy metal, inorganic stuff out so that you can, with a good heart, eat your tuna or eat your fish or eat your vegetables, because it's in everything. So we can't run away from life. but the good Lord has given us EDTA, and it can be given in a suppository, and that's how I do it. Now, I also do the IVs in my clinic. I do find that there's an immediate vascular benefit for blood pressures and things like that, whereas the tissue penetration is for usually chronic toxicities. And I use both together. I chelate myself, and I use the suppositories a couple of times every month for sure. I also use high-dose vitamin C therapies to try and deal with the petrochemical contaminations of, you know, all the petrochemicals and the drug products and the benzene rings and things like that. And I use enzymes heavily. So I think, you know, God has given us enough stuff to help us approach how to live this life, help our families, and even help our children. Our children can even use suppositories of the EDTA. In fact, when I was a very young doctor in Chicago at Cook County Hospital, we would have children come in, oh, maybe 2, 18 months old, and they would nibble on the lead-based paints of their cribs or on the windowsills. And these children would have acute lead intoxication, and they would have the stomach pain and the neurological irritation from it. And we gave them the EDTA amino acid through the IV, and we saved their lives. So there's no risk to this at all. I don't know why the FDA has, you know, forbid us to give this internet to everyone, but they have. They want it to be only by prescription. So be it. I will prescribe it, you know, and I'll give it to my patients, both my young and my old. So does that answer your question?
I really appreciate that. I've noticed more. I went to a doctor, and he recently, like last week, and for I'm having some broken blood vessels on actually my breast, meaning it's discolored, and I'm just, and I thought, ooh, this could be cancer or something. And he said, no, it's just the capillaries, the vessels of the walls are weakening. And I'm wondering if that can have been then spread to my brain or other parts of my body, and if this could possibly be related. I know this is weird, but I'm just going to ask the question.
Yeah, no, I agree. We are in a state of slowly falling apart. That's the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy says order goes to chaos, so even in us. And so that's the way it is. But the good Lord has given us wonderful nutrients, wonderful scientists. Believe me, I'm not the one who's figured all this out. I just happen to be a teachable physician that is able to study your patients. I didn't come up with these great ideas, but I started using them and found their impact. So there's wonderful people out there that will help you build the cell lining of the capillaries so you won't have as much capillary disruption from your brain to your toe. So absolutely, yes, it's happening everywhere. And as we age, our ovaries stop, and then the estrogen is part of stimulating the collagen fibrin superstructure that holds your skin up, and it thins
out.
Well,
the time, Dr. Ellisthorpe. Look forward to talking to you again next month. God bless.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I stand here at the American Christian Network, and certainly for the lady who was calling in with the broken capillaries, that is, of course, where the Propax, where the NT factor comes in, because it provides the lipids, which, of course, will then repair the walls of the capillaries. However, this whole thing really is fascinating, and we're very, very grateful to Dr. Garth Nicholson, who is approaching this from a scientific point of view. We'll try to get Garth on one of these days, or put together a four-tape set so you can begin to think through this. Remember, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning our children, but very few people care. And they're poisoning the forest, they're poisoning the trees, dispensing pesticides that poison the bees. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know. That's why, of course, you need to get our material. You need to get this great new DVD we have, with talk that Rosalind Peterson gave on geoengineering. And they're putting aluminum up in the atmosphere. That's what the contrails are, the chemtrails. That's what this cap is that they're putting over our society. They tell us it's to prevent global warming. It's increasing global warming. They're actually using it up in the Arctic to heat up that area so they can drill more efficiently up there. And by putting the canopies up in the sky, why, of course, they're able then to heat up the atmosphere, and then they're able to work much longer periods of time with their oil rigs up there. But, of course, they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They're actually contaminating. Because all this aluminum they're putting up, they're talking about megatons of it, thousands of tons. It's all coming down to Earth. They intentionally poisoning our food. But don't you worry. Monsanto's developed a new type of seed that, of course, can grow in this aluminum environment. That's going to kill the people, but it won't kill the cells. So you need to get Rosalind Peterson's excellent DVD on geoengineering, and you have our permission to copy it and get it out. We also carry the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand what's going on. If you don't know how they're poisoning the water with fluoride, you need to get my talk on the hidden agenda. That's the hidden agenda. And there's a syllabus goes with that. It's pretty good, even if I do say so. They're poisoning us with vaccines. That's the DVD, The Specter Haunting America. And there's aluminum in the vaccines. There's mercury in the vaccines. They put in aspartame. Why would they put aspartame in the vaccines? Why was it developed as a biological warfare agent? If you haven't heard Betty Martini's excellent DVD on aspartame, you need to get it. You need to help us get the information out. You can make a difference, and you have my permission. Anything we produce, in the way of DVDs or videos or or written, or you can actually duplicate it and hand them out on the street corners. We need people up in arms because the people in Washington, D.C. are afraid to do anything and they're afraid to speak out. I mean, because they kill people. I mean, Senator Joe McCarthy, I talked to the young man, doctor, who actually examined Joe McCarthy when in Bethesda Hospital. He was quite healthy. Routine examination. A week later, he was dead. This is Revealed Reality, ladies and gentlemen. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights,